PJ and Jamie.
And I just threw myself out there. I just jumped over a hurdle that I've never done before, and now I'm skewered.
I know, I don't...
Now I'm shattered. I mean, what do you want me to say? You 100% have made me regret saying that.
This...
So now love equals get the f*** out?
No. James.
God, I feel for you. Your heart is so broken.
It's so... Are you okay?
Oh, you okay, pumpkin?
Do you need a hug?
Wait,
his mic's off.
All right. Mic's off. Are you okay?
No, you're good. You're on now. Yeah, yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Are you sure?
Doing well now.
I feel like you're sad.
No, there's... I mean...
Chase in studio from The Bachelorette. Hey, Chase, what's
Yay!
Up?
Good morning.
Colorado.
By the way, you're a pretty cool guy. I've dealt with you bachelor guys before and men with abs before. And they're usually really cocky, but you're really nice. You're a nice guy.
Well, appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about that. BJ, did you see his stomach muscles?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, I haven't asked yet. You want to see mine?
No, I put my ear against them. I just.
Like, I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have.
I was like a little puppy
this morning.
I know, right?
It's been great. Well, welcome to the studio. We appreciate you coming in for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We have a big party coming up on Monday night. You're looking forward to that. You know what's going to happen. First of all, we're going to have so many women in this window here from our studio because they're absolutely just in love with you right now. And then Monday night, we're going to be down at Jackson's. We're doing a big party down there for the finale. We'll probably have about 900 women.
9,000.
9,000 women.
Right.
That are going to be swarming that place. But that's coming up on Monday night. And I want to remind you, go to alice1059.com if you want to reserve a table. That thing's going to be sold out. It's going to be a blowout.
I think so.
Right. And you say sold out. It's free.
Yeah.
But get your table, alice1059.com. And then I think what we do is what we just sit and stare at him.
Yeah,
is that what
we just
do?
Sit and stare.
That's my job, just sit there and look pretty.
Well, we're watching the finale. Yeah. So that might, because I'm sure they're going to have recaps about you and stuff. That might be a little uncomfortable.
I think there's a blooper reel at
the
end of
is?
That.
Oh, that's
usually,
funny.
And that's pretty, that's always entertaining.
So now looking back, do you feel embarrassed about any parts of it?
Not so much embarrassment. No.
No. There's not one part where you're like,
No, I got out of most of the embarrassing stuff pretty well.
Okay.
I mean, there was other guys on the show that filled that position for
when
me.
You hear us play stuff like this.
All right, listen again. From The Bachelor.
I'm definitely not scared, and I want to say that I'm 100% in love with you.
Oh, God.
Now, does that embarrass you that we play that?
No, because, you know, at that time, that's how I was feeling. That's
you
how
did.
Things
you
were
really,
going.
You really...
So.
It wasn't a moment you weren't drinking. You weren't like having.
Well, there's always a few cocktails.
Yeah, because I mean, I love everybody when I drink.
Boy, does she. Boy, oh boy.
I love them all.
You only knew.
But then I wake up and I'm like, crap, I shouldn't have said I love you. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you didn't wake up and go, oof.
Well, I mean, I woke up and, you know, felt that way because saying I love you was ultimately the reason why I went home.
Right. It was a little too soon.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, everybody loved her.
Right.
Yeah, she was lovely.
No, she's a great girl, though. I mean, she was doing the best job she could.
Really? And what job was that she was doing for you?
So, Chase, let me give you a little background here. Chase walks into the studio this morning, and I guess you've listened to our show for the past couple of days or so. He looks at us, and he says, so you guys didn't really watch The Bachelorette, did you?
I know.
You guys know nothing about it.
Well,
it's like, okay, we're not experts, all right? We'll tell you that.
I saw one episode. It was like the comedy club or whatever, where that Chad guy
went. Stand-up comedian.
He, like, punched a wall.
I wasn't even on that date, so...
Oh, well, I didn't notice. You weren't?
No.
Oh, well, okay. Sorry. You look like that other guy with the abs. All those ab guys look the same.
The same. The ab guy, she never gets past the abs. That's the problem.
No, but he punched a wall. He was crazy.
Yeah. Oh,
Chad
was
crazy.
He was angry.
Now, when you walked into it, because when you started out with The Bachelorette, I mean, all these guys are showing up. And you got the one chick. She's very hot. JoJo's hot.
Right.
Did you... any point did you feel like, I got this, man. I got this. This is going to be me. I'm
you know,
the guy.
Yeah, going
She's
into
gonna
it.
Go. Yeah.
Going into it, you really, you know, I had no expectations.
Confidence
I had no idea what to expect. There was some confidence there, but then you walk into a room of a bunch of pretty qualified guys.
Yeah.
And it's hard to remain that confident, but, you know, as time goes on, you start to see the character of them all and,
all right, so here you are. You're this Highlands Ranch guy, right?
Yeah.
And did you have a girlfriend before this?
Immediately before, no.
No, but you had some
girlfriends. Yeah, I've had some girlfriends.
Right, and so when they found out, did they call you like, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing that?
No, nobody called me. You know, I got some word from some of my friends on their reaction.
Did any of your ex-girlfriends try to sabotage you on Facebook or any of the social medias?
None of
with
mine.
The show? Nobody?
No. Right.
I stayed
so you
clear
left,
of that,
you left
too.
All these girlfriends in good standing?
I did.
I don't believe it.
James, you got to take some notes here.
I don't know how to...
That can't be true.
No, you have to leave carnage.
It's got to be litter. Yeah, carnage.
Behind
it's got to be that
you
way.
You must destroy them all.
Well, that's all we know.
Yeah, no carnage behind me right now.
No, so. It was. They were all okay. They didn't get together and drink wine and say, it's something.
I can't confirm if they did or didn't do that.
Oh, they totally did that. They did. They did do that. So you get on this show and your parents and your family, are they like, what are you doing, son?
We raised
you differently.
The families, you know, I definitely had their support and that was helpful. But right off the bat, they were like, are you sure?
Right.
Sure you want to do this?
All right. If you're a big fan of The Bachelorette and you got a question that's just burning or you just want to say hi to Chase, whatever, 303-22-ALICE, 303. Have you got time to stick around?
Yeah, I do.
You got any plans later on?
Are you busy?
I don't. You here for the next hour?
I'm going to hit the gym.
2 hours, whatever.
He's going to work on his abs.
He's going to work on his abs. Do some push-ups for us.
No. Oh, my God. You are. And let me oil you up. What are you saying, Dan?
303-22-ALICE, 303-222-5423. I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, right.
And if you've got a question about the Bachelorette, big finale. Obviously, you can't talk about that coming up on Monday.
Can't. Yep. I mean, I don't know much.
What do they do to you if you did? What do they threaten you with?
If I talk about
the ABC people,
they've got me on a pretty tight confidentiality agreement. So,
but I mean, what will you owe? Like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000?
No, I think the contract lines out about $5 million.
Really?
So
if you say that somebody really,
oh yeah,
so it's like $5 million.
My lips are sealed, so don't ask me anything I can't answer.
Are you allowed to tell us how much you got paid to be on it?
Yeah, nothing.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you don't get paid.
They don't pay you guys? They get all this money out of this TV show, and you guys get nothing.
Nope.
Well, I mean, you're getting the trip, right? You get the trip. They take care of all the expenses as far as getting out there and where you're staying and the experience and all that. And obviously, I mean, it's gonna help you in the long run.
Right.
So, yeah, look at you now.
That's the payment you get.
Yeah, same with you guys. I wonder if anyone's been here. Are you guys paying me?
Or at least that's the sell job they give you.
Right?
Oh, look at the notoriety. You're gonna be on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
I mean, right
my
there. That's
career's
boom.
Taking off.
Right.
Right.
Oh, now we made him sad.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Right, so what's in the future?
Free, but you got to eat and drink for free and a trip to L.A. and
exactly.
You got to mac out with a hot girl.
Well, since you guys didn't watch, we ended in Thailand. So, yeah, definitely got
you did it in Thailand?
Trip to Thailand.
Oh, that's
what I meant by the trip. You got a big trip.
I meant L.A. to Thailand.
Yeah, of course we did. Of course we did.
Well, there's a few other destinations along the way.
Right. I saw those.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, where are they?
The one episode you did watch was in Pennsylvania, I believe.
Right. Where else did you guys go?
Uruguay, Argentina for 2 weeks, and then hometowns, and then Thailand.
I heard it's nice.
That's pretty
those
cool.
Places this
That's
time
actually
of year.
Really cool, though. You get to go to all those destinations. Chase from The Bachelorette was down to number 3 before you went home. Mm-hmm. Two more left. I guess the big finale's coming up Monday night. We're going to be down at Jackson's. He's in studio with us live. Caitlin's on the line here. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're good.
We're good.
We have Chase in studio with us.
Good morning,
hey,
Caitlin.
Chase.
Hi.
So my question is, can you confirm or deny that you are the next Bachelor?
Ooh.
I cannot confirm or deny that I am the next Bachelor.
That's a rumor that's floating.
That is a big rumor.
That is a rumor. Yeah.
That is a big rumor. I don't think that they've made their decision yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I think all the best of us come from Colorado, so thank you for representing us.
You're welcome.
Making sure we were on the show.
And
I
enjoyed
it. I'm excited for the finale. We'll see who she picks.
And Caitlin, guess what? I have bad news. He's hot, and he has a great personality.
Oh,
I know.
He's got it all.
It's like that total package thing that we're all like, ugh.
Especially us guys. Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Victoria. Victoria, quickly here. Before we'll take a quick break here in a few seconds. Victoria.
Yes.
Hey, you got a question for Chase?
Yes, I do. I go to Colorado State, and I know that he's an alum.
Yes, I am.
Go Rammies. Favorite part about Colorado State was?
Favorite part about Colorado State?
Hot chicks. All right, thanks.
No, I loved Old Town. I mean, the weekends, And then actually the summers in Fort Collins were some of the best memories I had up there.
It feels like yesterday. Oh, wait, it was.
Almost.
I'm Thanks, Victoria.
5-6 years now.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. You're going to stick around for a while, right? All right, we'll be right back.
You should ask.
I don't know.
Can you not? You are going to, right?
I just assume he's got nothing to do today. I mean, it's Friday morning.
He has a job.
I do have a job.
He has a job.
Where do you work at?
Zimmer Biomat. So, spinal device sales rep.
He sells spinal devices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to say, because my ex-husband was an orthopedic surgeon. He'd never buy from you. He'd be so jealous. He'd be like, "Yeah, no, I'm not going to talk to that hot guy."
Right.
No,
yeah,
no,
I can't do that.
No, you need boobs.
No, I don't know.
To sell them.
Boobs are a distraction in the operating room.
Well, I felt like he liked them because he ran off with one.
Chase,
I'm fine.
Chase of the Bachelorette here in the studio. We'll be right back.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.